Download the new 98.5 The Sports Hub app. It's available in the App Store and Google Play.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for psychobabble horse crap.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
This is a game that's played by men, not girls. Girls cannot play this game. You got my father's a judge. They got one more time, and I'm making this clear to the city of Boston. The next time Juwan Howard throw an elbow and hit one of my players and nothing's being done, his actions will be taken. Now, this is all tonight. I have nothing else to say. I'm on my way back to my condominium. I have nothing else to say. Good night.
98.5 to Sports Hub. Be listening tomorrow morning for your chance to score a private suite. You and 17 of your friends. Not something I'm sure I could fill. For the Celtics Magic game this Monday, October 22nd, be part of the best home court advantage in the NBA. Secure your tickets by visiting Celtics.com/tickets. That's coming up tomorrow morning. We are pleased to announce or to have on a man who's has a very high-profile engagement to which his name was never mentioned.
But, at least in the People magazine announcement of it.
Or in Good Morning America, or see whatever the show is.
CBS this morning. It was a great picture of Sean and his new fiance, Dana Jacobson. You may know, obviously, from her years at ESPN and now working for CBS as well. And there's a big picture. And it said, Dana Jacobson announced her engagement. Dana Jacobson, Dave Jacobson. And that was the end of it. Not one word of Sean Grandy. Sean, that's got to be a kick in the gut.
It's exactly the opposite, my friends. I think my goal in life was to never be in People magazine. If I can pull this off now.
That's a good point.
It was you, by the way, it was you guys that sort of outed me.
Well, what happened was,
it was like this big party going on. And I was like, this is perfect. Like sliding through whatever, and then all of a sudden you guys narked it. You guys ratted me out. You were the ones who said, he didn't do his homework. It's him over here. He's the one who did it. And then all of a sudden I got, you know, that's it. It was the power of Toucher and Rich that dragged me into the
Far more. Our careers are right on par with your fiancés.
Which one of us do you think enjoys that spotlight? And look at this ring and whatever, and which one of us is, you know. Like I said, you and Gail King are just trying to get me in People magazine or something.
Apparently, how long had you guys been dating? I had no idea you guys were dating.
A couple of years. Yeah, wow. A year and a half.
Wow, okay, well, I texted Wallach, and I was like, John, did you know that Sean was dating Dana Jacobson? And he's just like, yeah, he's been doing that for a while now.
Yeah, that's exactly what it sounded like. Yeah,
you know, it's because cool kids all knew about this.
I just love that Wallach is your source for gossip information or whatever, that whenever you want to know what's going on in the social scene, that your first call is to John Wallach.
He's obsessed.
If you ever see a blind item in any of the, in any of the papers, it's usually from Wallach.
I knew he would know because he's obsessed with you and is trying to find ways to off you. So, you know, because he wants your job.
So the dream is you
didn't
get
work
married.
Out too well, man. It's got a new contract.
The dream is that you get married during the season and then go on an extended honeymoon, and that will be.
Well, congratulations. That's great news, Sean.
I appreciate it. Do you think we'll last longer than you guys as a couple? Or, well, I mean, it's sort of the standard. Well, it's like, you know, radio morning teams.
Well, that's not fair to John. He's been divorced.
He's
already swung and missed once.
Yep. That's right. Well, all right. So, Sean, obviously.
Right, you know what? I didn't want to do this, but here's a true story. So, John got married, 20-something years ago, and I got married the first time shortly thereafter. And when John got divorced and Wallach got divorced, my wife and I turned to each other and said, hey, at least we beat somebody.
Congratulations, Sean.
No, thank you. I appreciate it, guys.
So you've got that now. All right. Well, listen, this is going to be fun, man. I mean, we finally get to see a healthy Celtics team. You got a Kyrie Irving who seems to be, unlike last year, where he didn't quite really know where his head was. He's talking like he's all in, and we're going to see Gordon. Like, what do you expect out of the beginning of the season, at least just to start, out of this team?
I think hints of the promise, hints of what this team could accomplish while they continue to figure things out and figure out what the rotation is going to be. And Gordon wrestles with his own impatience, waiting to be Gordon again. And while he's doing that, where do the minutes go? Where do the shots go? And I just think it's sort of a very high-level work in progress that even when things aren't exactly the way they are going to be in March and April, is still going to be good enough to win a lot of games here at the start.
Well, Sean, there will be a filling out process. I mean, we talked about when LeBron arrived in Miami and it took him, what, 6-8 weeks to get things together. Even when he went back to Cleveland, same thing with Kevin Love and Kyrie Irving. It took him a while to get things started. So as much firepower as the Celtics have, maybe patience might be the buzzword here up until Christmas.
Well, I think probably what you're doing is talking to all of us, as opposed to with the exception of Gordon, who I think is going to put a lot of pressure on himself to be physically well again. I don't think, and if you think about Brad Stevens' demeanor steering the ship, I don't think the Auerbach Center is going to be where the impatience comes. I think it's going to be from fans and from talking heads and whatever, if and when the Celtics start, say, 12-9 or something, and it's not this gaudy record. Remember, they're coming up. You're going to inevitably see comparisons to last year when they were 16-2. They're probably not going to be 16-2, especially because nobody's really talking about it. But the schedule is tough at the beginning. There's a lot of road games. There's a long road trip. And if you follow the NBA, it's not necessarily the sexiest teams, Indiana, Denver, Utah, even OKC. But those are high-level, absolute lock playoff teams, and the Celtics have to play them plus Toronto on the road in the first 15-16 games. So the schedule is tough at the beginning, that combined with trying to figure things out. I'm not, for one, expecting a particularly gaudy start, but if they ever have one, if this team is 13-3 after 16 games, then you really better look out.
Okay, that being said, there is a school of thought that people aren't giving the Eastern Conference as much credit as it's due. I think people just have the image of LeBron James leaving and immediately the Eastern Conference falling into the sea. Do you believe that's the case? Is that they're underestimating the amount of talent that the Eastern Conference still has?
Yeah, I think to some degree. I think there is, what you've done is you've made another potential super team in the West, particularly when the Lakers with their cap room and Magic, and they all get to work, and a year from now, what are they going to be? And certainly the East is weakened when you take the best player of the game out of it, but yeah, they're still quality teams. Indy, and I just don't think they, particularly because they're in markets that don't really grab your attention, but Indiana's good, Milwaukee's really good. Can one of those teams towards the bottom jump up? I think where the East gets is kind of like a soft, creamy middle there is when you get to 7, 8, 9. I think there's some shaky teams in there that can't really compete with those good teams in the Western Conference. But I think there's obviously two, certainly with Boston and Toronto. I'm not as sold on Philadelphia as other people are, and yet I think Philadelphia has gone from overrated to underrated because I hear a lot of people saying that now. So, Philadelphia's got potential to be really good if they're healthy.
Why aren't you sold?
Six good teams.
Is it Fultz? I heard he's starting tonight.
Yeah,
and
he is.
Okay, so what do you expect out of him and the whole Ben Simmons thing? I mean, I know Celtics, the last image of him was a guy who couldn't make a jump shot. I mean, it was just
Fultz has just recently fixed his jumper. So.
Right. So, but you're saying that you believe you're not buying into the hype on Philly. Is it because of those two guys?
I think it's still a very young team with potential health issues. I think Ben Simmons has to go that second time around the league now that he's sort of – I think Ben Simmons is going to be an all-star player for a long time. I think he was exposed in the Celtics series, and that carries over into the next year where other teams now have seen how to expose you, and they kind of force you to get to that next level and evolve your game and change your game. I think they could be better with Fultz. I think they're a really good defensive team. They can defend multiple positions, and Embiid is a superstar. All that said, remember, people are super high on them because they went, 30-10 to finish the year last year, and they won 16 in a row at the end of the year. And I don't want to pick apart the 16-game winning streak, but you're playing a lot of teams that are sort of lying down at the end of the year. You can easily kind of, pull it apart. And it's just like people were upset about the Celtics win projections not being that high. Remember, the Celtics won a lot of games they had no business winning last year. So people take – here's the example I use. Remember Miami last year, 2017, Miami finished 30-10. They had the best record in the East in the second half of the year, so everyone assumed that would carry over. And just because the Sixers went 30-10, I don't necessarily believe they're going to win 57 or 58 games. That's my point.
Sean, how concerned are you about the Celtics' results during the preseason, especially on the defensive end of the floor, and Brad Stevens was not happy with it at all?
I think you should be as concerned about it as you can possibly be about meaningless games that fell. What I said, John, is that I think we may look back at the preseason later at how odd it was that the games really came before the practices. And maybe that was a factor with the team trying to put together different combinations of players that they did not play well. Plus Kyrie Irving and Al Horford, who are still your two best players, no matter what, you know, everybody else in the improvements and Jason Tatum this and what's Gordon Hayward going to do. Al Horford and Kyrie played together for, what, 15 minutes of the entire preseason. So the defensive effort, it was concerning. But I don't think getting humbled a little bit in the preseason and maybe even in some of these early games here is the worst thing that can happen to a young team that has heard for 4 or 5 months how spectacular they're going to be.
All right. I got the win total at 63 this year. I think Vegas has it at 59. Where do you stand?
I think those numbers are high, but I'm always, I mean, you guys know me enough, so I'm sort of the, like, don't run too fast, don't run with scissors, everybody take it easy, the schedule is tough at the beginning. And I don't want to be that guy with this team on opening night. If you think 63, that's, you know, that's part of the anticipation of the season and why the building's going to be so crazy tonight. It was crazy in the preseason because people are just so excited to see what this team can do. I'd be more concerned. I'm less concerned about whether it's 56 or 58 or 59 or 54 or 62 than is Gordon Hayward and the rest of the key core guys healthy and in good headspace come March and April, because that's what matters. I think the top seed would be nice, but I don't think this team requires the top seed to get to the NBA Finals.
All right, Sean Grandy, congratulations again on the engagement. Sorry about making it so public with our, you know, because like your fiance, we are huge media moguls. thank you so much for the time.
It just speaks to your authority and your command that you're, you know, you're a go-to place for information. Of course, now we know it comes from Wallach reading the gossip pages. But
that's right. Any blind aisle item, you might as well attribute to him. Thank you so much, sir.
You got it, guys.
I appreciate it. John and Grandy, good friends.
Yeah. Not, don't have each one over for dinner. But
were you at each other's weddings?
Yes, the first ones. Yes.
Okay.
He was at mine, I was at his.
And then you found out by the second one that you guys are rivals and that you wanted
That's
his job.
Exactly what happened, yes. That's correct.
It would have been a perfect opportunity to put something in his drink.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Like Princess Bride style.
Chance.
It's just a little poison in there.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you this, is that it's an exciting time to be alive, and it's an exciting time to be Sean Grandy, and it's an exciting time to tune into 98.5 The Sports Hub and rip off the dial.
Thatcher and Rich.
Oh, goodness gracious. You know what else is an exciting time for? Playing the Mass Lottery. They're Keno and All or Nothing Monitor games today at your favorite retail location. You can play them now. Download the Mass Lottery app to check your Keno and All or Nothing tickets, find a retailer, and more, all on your smartphone or tablet. To celebrate Keno's 25th anniversary from September 30th through October 20th, play Keno Bonus for a greater chance to multiply your prize with the addition of a 2x bonus multiplier. Must be 18 years or older to play. Please play responsibly.
It's time for a health plan that puts you first and helps make your experience easier, smarter, better. Always Health Partners. You in every way. Learn more at alwayshealthpartners.org.
It's not the 541 home runs or 3 rings, the walk-offs, or even reversing the curse. No, my greatest highlight was when I became a U.S. citizen. Because in America, there's nothing you can't do.
Eastern Bank is proud to offer financial assistance to local dreamers fighting for the right to call this country home.
My name is David Americo Ortiz, and I have joined Eastern Bank for good.
Learn more at joinusforgood.com. Eastern Bank, member FDIC.
The key to my company's success? Speaking the language of every customer we serve so they can get the compassionate care they need. That and having a banking partner who is just as good at listening.
Eastern Bank's Express Business Loan offers a 5-minute application and a quick decision. That's fast in any language.
Mi nombre es José de la Rosa, founder of Guardian Healthcare, and I've joined Eastern Bank for good. Únete para bien.
Apply for an Eastern Express Business Loan today at express.easternbank.com. Member FDIC.
As a busy weatherman, people rely on me for up-to-the-minute weather reporting, which means I need energy to keep me going throughout my day.
Well, right now, you can get 2 Dunkin' Bacon, Egg, and Cheese sandwiches for $5.
Well, in that case, the forecast calls for rain, sun, partly cloudy, high, low, scattered, isolated, umbrella jacket, flip-flops with 100% chance of look it up on the internet. I've got sandwiches to eat. Humidity, dew point.
Get 2 Dunkin' Bacon, Egg, and Cheese sandwiches for $5. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Exclusions apply.
J.B. Sash & Dorr has been proudly serving the Boston area for 75 years. Our clients know that we are passionate about windows and doors. It's what we do.
I'm Bill Erickson, and as an architect, I've been working with J.B. Sash & Dorr for over 20 years. Their expertise is the best in the business, and we consider them a critical part of our team. We use Marvin Windows and Doors because of their exceptional craftsmanship and innovative design. Their products provide a wide range of styles and sizes for any project or budget.
At J.B. Sash, we're proud to be Boston's leading Marvin Windows and Doors dealer. Marvin Windows and Doors are sought after by architects, contractors, and homeowners. We carry their full family of products, including the next-generation double-hung window. We can help you choose the right option to fit your project. From interior stains to exterior colors, the choices are endless.
Let us help you with our full line of Marvin Windows and Doors. Visit our showroom in Chelsea or visit us on the web at jbsash.com. JB Sash and Door, we are the home of the Window Boys. jbsash.com.
In the Acura MDX, available super-handling all-wheel drive responds intuitively to driver inputs, delivering instantaneous power and torque where they're needed most, so you feel greater control behind the wheel. But you don't need to understand the how to feel the why. Test drive the Acura MDX today. Acura, precision crafted performance.
For attractive offers on the MDX, visit neacuradealers.com today.
When you get Harvard Pilgrim, you get a plan for your mind, body, and bank account. You get everything from personal health coaching to virtual doctor visits to a trusted partner with 50 years of experience. Get to a healthier, happier you at getharvardpilgrim.org.
Get happy.
Up your game with a master's degree from Merrimack College. They offer career-focused, success-driven graduate programs to help you build the skills today's employers want. Attend their open house tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Register now at merrimack.edu/grad.
Great pros. Ferguson's proud to be a part in what you do. And it's our aim to be the easiest one of your long day on the job. With over 1,000 one-stop shop counter locations, expert associates, and an unmatched selection of go-to and hard-to-find OEM repair products, you can depend on us to do our part every day. And Ferguson's one-hour will call, same-day, next-day delivery, and online ordering and inventory management solutions are making things simpler for those that work the hardest. Visit Ferguson.com and find a counter location near you.
Napa Know-How.
This month, a two-pack of Napa Night Vision headlamps is up to $10 off. Because with fall comes longer nights and poor overall visibility. Luckily, our headlamps have superior illumination, which helps reduce the chance of an accident. See better, drive safer with up to $10 off a two-pack of Napa Night Vision headlamps. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer ends 10/31/18.
When it's time to replace a battery, trust Interstate Batteries. With locations in Milford, Auburn, Walpole, Waltham, and hundreds of local dealers, Interstate will keep you powered up. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
The Gridiron and Beyond. Available when you want it on the podcast page of 98.5thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub.
Why do you think people have had so much trouble around the NFL?
The voice of the Patriots, Bob Soucy, goes in-depth on issues facing the game, on and off the field.
Does he challenge players, too, when they walk into the building, even early in the week?
He'll also preview the week ahead for the Patriots. Gridiron and Beyond podcast at 98.5thesportshub.com and 98.5thesportshub.com.
Lift a finger to wake up to Toucher and Rich.
Go ahead.
Just tell your smart speaker to play. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Nick in the other room said, didn't you ask me on the air to put together your bike, my cool freestyle bike? And I said, I absolutely did not. He said that he would do it. And so, I mean, he doesn't have to do it today, but he said he has a bike shop by his house where he might be able to pick up some pegs, some laid-back seats, some handlebars, like one of those gyros. What did you call those things that let the front thing spin all the way around?
I don't know.
Was that a gyro?
I never had one of those cool bikes like that. I don't know. Yeah. I've never even seen Rad.
Well... Sucks to be you. Nick, now you said that is there a cool bike shop that's by your house that might have these accoutrements?
I think they might.
Or is it one of these crap ones that have only gear bikes? You know what I'm asking you?
What was the question one more time? Sorry.
Is it one of these cool bike shops or is one of these ones with the gear bikes?
I'm pretty sure it's one of the cool ones. They carry both the gear ones and the cool bikes.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you just go there and say, I want to jazz up one of these bikes and just have them throw the stuff at you.
Sure.
Money's no object.
Wow. All right.
All right. So you just go in. You have a spending spree. Just you to have the guy go and you go, I want to rig this thing. I want a jazz. Right. I want a jazzy.
I want a baseball card to put in the spoke so it makes a cool sound.
Yeah, right. Okay. Like I'm two.
Did you say your wheels are blue?
Yeah, they're turquoise.
They're turquoise. Okay.
Yeah.
Sweet.
So maybe turquoise pegs. What I would do is I would get together. What I would no, he wasn't. What I would do is I would come over, put the bike together, then put the bike in your car, then take it to the cool bike shop, tell them money's no object, and then bring it back to me, and I'll pay you back at my leisure.
Okay. Sure.
Sounds good.
Sounds good.
That's a plan.
All right.
That's the plan.
Excellent. Well, I can't wait to see you end up looking like Pee-wee's bike.
What kind of color is the frame? So you got turquoise wheels, and then what else?
Pink? No, I don't know. The frame is a neutral color. It's not as cool as the turquoise wheels.
All right, cool. I'm very excited to see this.
I don't know. You just chuck the frame in the damn thing, and you just take it down to the cool bike shop. You don't even have to move a muscle.
It's true.
And you tell them, you jazz this thing up. Money's no object. You throw it all in there. And go, I got a friend who's a superstar who's looking to, you know, do some stuff.
All right, I'll do that today. I'll bring it down there and get it tricked out.
What could go wrong?
Are you going to get it tricked out?
I'm going to get it tricked out for you.
But don't be a sucker.
I'm not going to be a sucker.
Don't get like a warranty or anything. You know?
No warranty?
No. Right. They want to put some mag wheels on it. Listen, I ain't going to complain. All right.
Sweet. Let's do it.
Yeah, like I'm going to drive some bike like that. I just want to see how much Nick will do.
Tell him Large Marge sent you, Nick.
All right. Well, I just like how everyone's dismissing this. Like I'm too old. I'll show you. Watch Instagram at Fred Toucher.
No helmet, right? No helmet.
Yeah, right. I'm going to wear a helmet. No, like a nerd. Yeah. Like a stupid nerd.
That's snazzy.
I want to hear the wind. I want to feel the wind in my hair.
Understood.
Let those who ride decide, Wallach.
Yep. I'm not forcing. I'm just asking.
I might take it down to the elementary school, see if I can't do some grinds.
So you can show off?
Yeah.
Who's the cool guy?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to be like, hey, nerds, with your stupid bikes, get a load of this guy. I'm going to go, kids, gather around in a circle. I'm going to go, and they're going to play music and kind of dance with the bike. No. You never saw Rad?
No, I know, I haven't.
They go to Lori Loughlin and the fella. They go to, now there's a will they, won't they going on throughout the film.
Sure.
And they go to a dance. And they have a very seductive dancing on their bikes.
Okay, now I have to see it. How have I not seen that movie?
I don't know.
Like, that one just got by me, and I don't know why.
Yeah, they fall in love dancing on their bikes.
Okay.
And then he goes to her, on a date, and he goes, a little table topping?
It's like an aphrodisiac.
Yeah, and they go, and they start, bunny hopping on tables.
Oh, yeah. Silly me. Gleaming the Cube, was that a bike
skate
movie?
Come on.
That was a skate movie.
Skate movie.
Christian,
sorry.
Slater, yeah.
I saw that
because
one.
Everything he did in that movie, it necessitated a skateboard. how is he going to crack the case without the skateboard?
That's why he was gleaming the Cube.
On foot. Everything was impossible to do on foot.
There's one guy, I remember in that movie, had one of those U-shaped ramps in his basement.
It's called a half pipe.
Sorry.
You didn't even know what a half pipe is?
A U-shaped ramp? It eluded me for a second, and if I went, this is a ramp, that it would have taken too long to work my way through. So I just said U-shaped ramp. Yes,
you know
it was a half pipe.
You know why it's called a half pipe?
No, I do not know that.
Use logic.
because it half of the shape of a total pipe there around in a circle.
That's right. Fred's going to be out there all...
Paging Mr. Herman. Mr. Herman, you have a telephone call at the front desk. Mm-hmm.
Nah, it ain't going to be like that. It's going to be all jazzy and snazzy.
The turquoise wheels, man. They'll stand out. No mistake, it's you.
I mean, you don't want me to floss?
I think there's no danger of that not happening now.
You know what? I might hire like a cool freestyle instructor to come over to my house.
They're all the cool ones, too. Because they make a lot of house calls.
If anyone knows a rad bike shop, call in and get Bird to hand the phone to Nick.
So it's at underglow lights on the bike, like Fast and the Furious, except on your bike.
Nah, I don't want any of that. In case I have to get away from the popo for a ride on the construction site.
Fred needs to go to the bike barn in Whitman. There you go, Fred. The bike barn. Sounds like the kind of place that's got the stuff you're looking for. Like ultra-loud horns. That's what you need.
Baskets.
Yeah, listen. You got to rock the basket. Everyone knows
and now,
that.
Do you have a basket on your bike because you have to haul around children?
I have a satchel. It's like a bag that hangs on the side of the bike.
Like if you were riding a motorcycle.
I don't even know if it's that. It's like one's built for, they're built for like these type of bikes. It's like a satchel.
Does your have gears?
Yeah, and I don't know how. I tell you what, I set it to one setting, and I was perfectly fine, and then someone else used my bike, and it completely effed me up for like 2 days.
Yeah.
I got to take a picture of what my setting is.
Well, that's the danger of...
of living on the edge?
Of riding one of them gear ones.
You just got the straight up, just one... All you need is one chain.
All right, I'm sorry to manipulate the conversation, but Greg, go ahead, sir.
What's up, Freddie T?
Hey!
I got some good stuff. I've been riding the bike now for 6 years, and I took about 110 miles a week. I did it 7 years. It got to be too much, so I got an electric bike. I think you'd be perfect for the electric.
Nah. Pedal power.
Electric bikes are great. Just get a motorcycle. And what are you doing? By the way,
what most guys the age 40 or 50 buy when they go through a midlife crisis.
John Esoteric, our good friend, just chimed in and said, I'm storing, quote, U-shaped ramp in the memory bank for the next time we battle.
Sure.
U-shaped ramp.
I know. It was in my mind, it would take too long to work through how confused I was as to what it was called. So,
yeah, I mean, I might get high and go out to the skate park. just living on the edge.
Mall's bike shop in Halifax. We'll get Fred sit right up.
Yeah, I'll go right out there.
That's close by. I don't know what your problem
is. You know what's going to be the accessory on the bike?
What's that?
Me with a cig.
The cigarette.
Yeah, and then like if some sucker perpetrator comes up, I'm going to take a drag of the smoke and flick it and go, it's on.
Just flick it at him?
Nah, flicking it to the side like you're not worth my time.
Okay. He said a forest fire.
Yeah, like I'm going to be in a forest. I'm going to be in a concrete jungle. I might even ride it down my driveway.
Really? Just go to the cul-de-sac.
5 feet. No.
Sweet spins.
I might ride it down my driveway. I might go off a curb. You know, the thing about street style, Rich, is that, like, things that you overlook or look at as a nuisance are like, my art.
It's bike art.
It's, like, a way to express myself. Like, if you're downtown, you might go, like, oh, you know, these stairs, like, my God, like, what a pain in the ass. And I look at it as
it's your canvas.
Yeah, a canvas, a blank canvas for me to experiment with.
It's going to be art that's painted red
it's
with your
be
blood.
It's like a $700 joke.
Well, that's why it needs to be Instagram, the entire thing.
Oh, yeah. I got it. Young Nicholas.
Good luck, Nick, putting that sucker together.
I got to make sure my home insurance is in effect in case he keels over. I don't need that blood on my hands. All right. Well, we can get to this story. The Everett High School football, which is, of course, Bird's alma mater,
mm-hmm.
They are having trouble finding an opponent.
Yes, they are. And actually, ever since I've talked to you off the air, there's a new side to all of this. And I need to actually, we need to get Bird to chime in. But also, if you have intimate knowledge of what's going on right now between this Malden-Everett football game that is not going to happen this weekend, I would actually like to speak to you, because there are two schools of thought of why this game is being canceled.
I mean, and if you're afraid of your children playing high school football, just look at Bird. I mean, you got nothing to worry about.
Miss something?
You know what that means.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
Mankind became stupider.
Now back to Toucher and Rich on Boston's home for sports.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
The Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. The stack is brought to you by Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare.
All right, so this is a strange story that has come out this morning. The Boston Herald is reporting that the huge football game that was supposed to happen this weekend against top-ranked Everett High School, the alumni from that school right here sitting next to me, Mr. Bird.
It's amazing how much talent resides in Everett.
I guess so. It must be.
Only in Everett. that there's, everyone is, I would imagine, been living in Everett for quite some time.
So this is a strange story. So Everett and Malden High School were supposed to play each other this Friday. However, yesterday, the principal of Malden High released a statement detailing his decision to forfeit the game.
Loser.
He said, quote, Malden High School is committed to assuring the safety and well-being of all of our students. As this is our guiding goal. I have made the difficult decision to forfeit our varsity football game scheduled against Everett for Friday. There are a number of factors which made this decision a clear one for Malden. Our program has suffered a number of injuries that have diminished the student athletes who are available to compete in the scheduled game. Currently, more than half of our 39 players are freshmen. That's weird for a varsity team. The roster size in a game that requires physical contact could not be ignored and shaped my decision. Our student athletes, as well as our coaching staff, have continued to compete in practice and on the field despite the disparities. Our student athletes are representing Malden High School with pride, respect, blah, 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 blah. The decision is based solely upon the safety of our players. I wish Everett the best of luck in the upcoming playoff system. We'll be back on the field when the playoff system proceeds on October 26th, competing against teams with similar roster sizes and records. We look forward to completing our season, culminating with a Thanksgiving Day game against Medford. Okay, so there was also another report that came out, like, when the last, like, couple of weeks, like 2 weeks, like three major high schools have forfeited games because of things such as injuries and like, but this situation sounds like it might be more than that, and it's not the way it's being sold. As a matter of fact, Everett officials said that Malden decided to forfeit because the reason they were given was a safety concern regarding the wide disparity of size and talent. Everett is undefeated and Malden is winless, having lost six games by 30 points or more.
My JV year at Country Day, they made, actually me too, which just shows you something, made like eight players on our team sit out games because the schools we were playing were so bad.
Okay, because what Everett seems to believe is that the reason Malden is not going to be in this game is because they're going to get their ass kicked so bad.
Right.
That they have a fear for their players. So
by people that grew up and currently live in Everett.
Yeah, so Representative Everett said, we would never go out there and hurt anyone.
You should see Bird's face.
He's
nodding in agreement. That all people that reside, work, part of the community in Everett.
They're all there. So we would never go out and hurt anyone. We played Medford last week and no one got hurt. There is so much tradition in this rivalry. The schools have played more than 120 years. You know, there was a time when Malden beat us 10, 12 straight years. We never once thought about forfeiting. With all the tradition, I would hope people in Malden would let them know that we are disappointed. Okay, so also, I am now starting to get all of these like tweets and texts of people saying that Everett steals players from Malden. That apparently they end up, like, these kids still live in Malden but play for Everett. They take all the top kids. Malden has no other option. You see, when I grew up, it was where you lived was where you went to high school. Like,
sure.
You couldn't do that.
Yeah.
So just how, like, are they doing that?
Like, just like when I went to North Farmington and we sucked, but somehow Farmington Hills Harrison in the same town won state championship. It was based solely on the people on that side of Farmington Hills were fantastic football players. And on my side, everyone was very average.
Yeah, they're saying that Malden or Everett cheats at football. Half the team is out of district kids. Just ask Bird. They said Malden forfeiting has nothing to do with injuries. Everett has been stealing players for years, but has become worse. Malden's top eight players now play for Everett. They're missing in action. and they won't do anything, so Malden canceled the game. Bird knows the truth. Bird, what say you?
No comment.
What, are you afraid the Everett mob is going to come around?
Wait, there's no, in fairness to Bird, there's no evidence. We have no concrete okay, evidence that this is the case.
Then what is your feeling? Is this do you think because Everett would absolutely stomp Malden and that's why they're not playing, or is it be legitimate that they don't have enough they think the safety of the kids is at stake?
I don't think there's anything to do with safety of the kids. The starters would play probably the first quarter. It'll be like 21-28 nothing by the first quarter. Then our JVs and freshmen would play the rest of the game. And the refs will just like run the clock. That's what they did last week against Medford. Two of my friends are head coaches at Medford High School. And they did the best, and it was like 21-0. Then it was halftime, and the refs were like, "All right, we're just gonna run the clock."
But geographically, Medford's really far from Everett.
Yeah,
so you could see why Medford would be really bad, and Everett would be super good.
This wasn't like when you played, right?
These are public schools. These are public schools, correct?
Yes.
It's not like a Boston Latin where, or like a country A school where they can pull kids from everywhere.
Yeah.
These are kids that live in district.
So how do they do that?
Basically, let's say I lived in
Everett.
I lived in Everett. I want to play in Boston Latin, like you said. Let's say I have an aunt or an uncle that lives in Boston Latin. I could use their address.
So you're saying that these people are filing that they live like in the district where their uncle or aunt lives that happens to be in
to play.
Just to play high school?
No, but also, Everett also sends a lot of kids to D1 schools. That's the other part of it. You can score yourself a scholarship to play football.
Also, there's the cachet that comes with believing that you're from Everett.
Of course.
There is that social mores.
Right. It's like Beverly Hills 90210.
Andrea Zuckerman lived out of district.
Yeah. Right. But that was for the old education.
That's true.
And she sold
different
out.
Situation.
She didn't go to where she. Where'd she want? She wanted to go
Yale.
To Yale.
She wanted to go to Yale and wound up not going
because she got knocked up by that
Jesse Vasquez. Yes,
We just win so much. People from other seas just want to.
You're still
come
saying.
To Everett.
You're still saying we.
Yeah,
we like the high school.
Of course, he is.
That's an Al Bundy
you're never
thing.
Really sorry, out.
Every current college it doesn't matter.
You have your football uniform in your bedroom, right? You still have your football uniform in your home, right?
It's in my basement somewhere.
Oh, sorry.
No,
okay.
I can't find my jersey. I'll find it.
So he's saying,
"Can you find my high school jacket and wear it one day?"
What? Sure,
I will. I don't care. I'll find
go
it.
Right do you still have your high school jacket?
It's somewhere in the basement.
You mean the one I wore to school when I was 16?
No, I don't. Did you get a jacket for being in the band?
No,
with the clarinet.
Really?
In the middle of your ladder?
Did not get a jacket for being in the band.
Band guys got jackets.
Yeah. I did not get one.
By the way, you had to buy your jacket, which like by the time I was like old enough to get a varsity jacket, I'm like, why the hell would I like want it?
John bought a sports hub jacket.
I did. I did buy one when the first started. I did.
Chachi suckered me in. I can't believe they tried to sell us those stupid jackets.
Yep. They ended up giving it to us for free, didn't they, eventually?
I don't know. I'm not going to walk around in a dumb sports hub jacket.
And you know what? Neither did I, and it was a complete waste of money.
Yeah, yes. I know. It's like, guess where I work?
I know.
Well, my wife used to walk around because Maddie, the first time I went out with him, gave him a Maddie in the Morning shirt.
Oh, all right.
A sweatshirt, and my wife used to wear that around.
Okay.
Somebody said that there's kids who live in Florida who play for Everett.
I don't know about that. That's a little too much.
This is a fact I had no idea about.
Well, if you look at Massachusetts and the amount of D1 players that come out of here, I mean, there's a lot.
It is a smaller talent pool than, say, the South, but the majority of the D1 players that come out of the area play football at Everett.
Well, that's my point, is that if it's not only Everett, you might get another D1 player from somewhere else. Like one. So, I mean, it's amazing. It must just be like the water in Everett or the coaching is phenomenal and that makes kids really big and fast.
Right. And right now, Everett's just an embarrassment of riches. I mean, they've got everything going on, including the monolith.
Yep.
Which will change everyone.
I saw at the top of the hub. It was like glorious.
Oh, yeah. Because it's in the middle of nothing.
Yep.
It's been dropped out of the sky, the Encore Casino. Everett Monolith.
You see the power plant and the casino right there.
Right, and the wind turbine and the sewage flowing from beneath it, just resting on a swamp.
Everett!
former chemical plant, right?
Yep. You know, when the starting quarterback for the University of Michigan just happened to go to your neighboring school, when Bill Coleman, who ended up playing for the Lions... It was just because he lived on that side of Farmington Hills. Or it could be like Country Day where you went to eighth grade and then you went to your freshman year and went, oh, all of a sudden Chris Webber goes here. I was a big star in the eighth grade basketball team. Now it appears that I'm never playing again. Thank God.
Everett, your embarrassment of riches there.
Who's the kid that played on the Olympic team, but he was Battier? Battier went to Country Day, too. So did Charles Johnson, who was the famous fifth down quarterback in the Colorado game.
Oh, yeah, Colorado, sure.
Mm-hmm. If you're on Malden's football team, you just look like a puss right now, right?
Yeah,
doesn't
absolutely.
That suck to be you?
Yeah. Just play. Like you said.
Just enjoy being in Malden.
Quarter. Just play and don't try.
Play the first quarter, and then they'll get the JVs and freshmen in. That's all. That's
yeah, then they get knocked around. One. That's right. Yeah, knock around the freshmen.
Yeah. Man. I'm sure the Malden kids can knock around the freshmen. There we go. Some motivation for them. But it's not happening.
Bert, how many games do you attend a year?
I was just about to ask. Huh? How many Everett high school games do you go to a year?
I work for the high school, so I do every football game.
You announce?
No, I do replay and camera. Once in a while, I'll announce if the old guys aren't around.
How many jobs do you have?
Just that, four. That's per demi, whatever it's called.
For the per diem?
Per diem, yeah. That word.
Or per demi?
All right, so you drive a
Lyft.
Maybe
we focus a little on academics and a little on
drive a Lyft.
Listen, carpe diem.
You work here. Mm-hmm. You work for Everett.
Fenway Park.
In Fenway Park.
That's it.
You're a hustler.
Yes.
Every day you're hustling. Are you going to be driving the Lyft today?
No. Well, I do when I get free time.
Well, you don't have any free time today?
Well, the Sox run at 5. I want to watch that. And the what else is on tonight?
Well, that's Celtics, the definition Celtics. Of free time. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's...
No, I know.
Okay.
But I'll hustle during the weekends.
All right. I'll do
it mostly at nights.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed your anniversary.
Thank you.
And if you're just joining us, the first time that Bird had sex with his girl was in the back of a Honda Pilot.
Somebody said that music was perfectly timed as I was coming up the Zakim to see the glorious power plant casino. Just sitting right there in the horizon because there's nothing else near it. Not one damn thing. Just that picture of 1990s luxury. It's gold windows.
No, listen, they'll probably advertise on the station, so I wouldn't go too far.
Oh, I told you it's gonna be fine once you get in there.
It's gonna be great.
But right now, it is the oddest looking thing in the oddest looking place I've ever seen.
I'm sure I'll be there all the time. All right, we'll be right back.
A guy in a Celtics jersey with bare feet, spilling vodka and Red Bull all over his seat. So, Viva Las Everett! Viva Las Everett! Viva, Viva Las Everett! 98.5,
the Sports Hub.